It's Raz FM with Lwandlungulu Ngiyeza, and you are still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madama, Fezile Manzini. With the unemployment rate being high, we always advise and encourage young people to start small businesses. But business is not without its challenges. Even reputable, big organizations will tell you, if there is one challenge that we have, it's ensuring that we get back money after offering credit to our clients or customers. So now, Google, my small businesses, because, I mean, they can't hire a company to call you repeatedly and blacklist you. Google, there are challenges that arise. And the reality is how we handle those challenges can also be the downfall of the business, of the brand that we are trying to build. Because, of course, this is the grassroots level, and reputation is everything. So now, with the question of the evening being, if someone exposed you on social media for owing them money, would you pay them back? And I ask this question because it's a growing trend where people resort, small business owners resort to that, where they will go on socials and start, you know, exposing people to say, you know, I've tried everything. Lo mundu lona solo aga cooperate, asibambisane as far as a resolution to what is owed to me. Now, the challenge in that, especially if you want to grow your business, is that in South Africa, it is generally illegal and a form of defamation to publicly post someone's debt on social media or any other platform. This action can have serious legal consequences for the person posting the information. And even if that person does not take legal action for defamation, but as someone who's trying to grow, now you have two challenges, because some people might not want to support your business because basaba kuthi akekho umuntu onganadi inkinga kusho ukuthi kusasa nami kutawuba kungimi uto resort to the very same strategy letenaso in ensuring that sibanibani, you know, pays them back. That is why I want to find out from you whether you own a business or not, or, you know, you have been in that situation to say, yebo sekwendekile, and you feel kuthi ya vele fezile I was defamed. Would you still pay them back, or do you feel kuthi me having to suffer that humiliation publicly has already settled it for me? You let me know, and we will continue the conversation as well on key aspects that we need to understand on why that is illegal. It's the baby showing off her body. Raz FM. It's Raz FM with Laura Izibo, from my heart to yours. And you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madama, Fezile Manzini. We are talking about some of the challenges that small business owners face where debt collection is concerned. One of them being them resorting to exposing people on social media. With the question of the evening being, if someone exposed you on social media for owing them money, would you pay them back? Or rather, would you still pay them back? Now, I did mention, in South Africa, it is generally illegal and a form of defamation to publicly post someone's debt on social media or any other platform. And here's why. Defamation. Posting about someone's debt can be considered defamatory if it harms their reputation or exposes them to public ridicule. Privacy violations. Debt information is considered private and should not be disclosed without consent. Legal action. Defamation can lead to civil lawsuits where the person who posted the information may be required to pay damages. National Credit Act. The National Credit Act regulates debt collection practices and prohibits actions that harass or intimidate debtors. Prescription. While debts can be written off after a certain period, it is still illegal to publicize this information if it's not done through proper legal channels. Now, examples of what is not allowed: posting about a person's outstanding debt on social media, sharing information about a person's debt with their employer or family without their consent, using threatening or harassing language to collect a debt. Now, this is information that is very important for someone who's still starting in business, mainly because, remember, kungenzeka ukuthi in future ulindzele ukuthi kungaba nema investors to your business. And these are some of the challenges that might lead to someone not investing in your business and helping you to grow. To say, you know, I've picked up ukuthi you have a tendency of exposing clients on social media and harassing them uma wenda I debt collection. Now, the challenge is you are doing this ku grassroots level. I invest in the business grows, it becomes big and legitimate uma ngabe it's not registered. Can you imagine the kind of legalities we'll be dealing with at a bigger level? So, mine gimi, that says, no. You are a big risk. So, yabona kutsi, it doesn't only dent your reputation, your client or customer, but now ingaglimata. Ingaglimata in future, uthi wena ubuke ukuthi okay, ngihlulekile ku raise the capital to grow my business, but I strongly do believe ukuthi there are established organizations and individuals who do have the financial muscle to invest in my business. Bese kufika kuba ngiloko a challenge to say no. The way you started already, your reputation, your business, your brand has been compromised, and it would be a really big risk for us to invest in you ukule with this kind of business ethic. So I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to if someone exposed you on social media for owing the money, would you still pay them back? Please do let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Raz FM 943, and you know what to do. It's Raz FM with Mikasa, Give Me Love, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madama, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, if someone exposed you on social media for owing them money, would you still pay them back? And this is what you had to say. Mfanaga Mbombi Utiye, I pay, but it must repost cleaning my name, or rather clearing my name. Bendulo Keke Grace and Utelo Fezile, for the sake of peace, I will, and I'll never borrow anything from them again. Prince Mnisi Uti, yes, I pay. Marafuna Aba Jele, Uti Nimnigile Akezel Gamalam. Gamo KT, Uti, even if he or she can expose me or on radio, I'll still pay the money. Maneli Sidenzo, Mahao, Uti Uzbate, Uti Uzbate, Leloyo. And Tanta Isaac, Uti, I would pay, but cut ties with him or her. Stelo Mhlongo, Uti, once he or she exposes my debts in public, we're done. I'm going to open a case for them, then demand money from them for doing such. I'm Stelo Mhlongo from MLO Trust, Gapogwini, but currently in unknown places. Hi, in unknown places. The soil to learn it about Uti nope, so veluti patalile, ngogmoshal kamalam. Madlamini says Uti, yes, angaze anglo, bangaze bamlaele, ngobe niabalaele, bandulu balaele, social media. Leslie Malumane Uti nope, cause the particular person couldn't understand my situation and respect is tundisami, so next, if tipagela azishe, and it should never resort to violence. Tepo cause Uti shonilis bezile, nya. Patala besenga puma guilo mundu. Joyce Shiro Uti, yes, I will pay back and will never borrow money from that person, and they must clear my name after the payment. Selbileana was a gang san Uti never negging some nigger. Ngulego 23 Uti, yes, Tanta J Uti Agasala Kosha saying he said, oh, so yes, he said, is Tundisami. But the little portal Uti, yes, I'd pay them back. Godwa. Why would I wait until it gets to that stage? Ngusiam, eh. I love that a lot of people are saying they would pay back, because mainly most of the people that resort to this out of frustration are people who are small businesses. They're still growing, they're still trying. And also, let this be a lesson as well to us as young people who have small businesses, to say, yes, it's frustrating, and this is just some of the challenges that come with being a business owner, but it is not worth what it might cost you in the long run as well. Because now a reputation, yako, and your business ethics as a business are very important in the interest of you growing and potentially working with more established people who might be in the same line of business or who want to invest in you. So, the cost of living is high. asithemba kaleni man. And uma ngabe unawo ma challenges, communicate, opt for, you know, negotiating certain arrangements. It's better than ukuthi uvele uthule nje uthi mine nginetinkinga naye lo lona business unetinkinga njengoba wena ungasabhadalanga. And mane nibambisane ukuthi okay, uma ngabe mhlambe send payment arrangement ukhone ukuthi unginikede kancane kancane lelo to khona yona naloko akufani ukuthi ngingatholi lutho in the interest of continuing the business. Strive the fame. It's